Well, hello, everyone. It's Coach Pete. This week on the Financial Safari, we're going to talk about a New York Times article I saw called How to Win at Retirement Savings. We're also going to go over something we call the Ultimate Retirement Guide, as well as retirement planning by the numbers, and a real zinger I found in the tax code, your federal income tax guidebook. We're going to talk about that and much more this week on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome, folks. It is Financial Safari, and we're ready to get at it with great conversation. Consumer advocate Dave Perkins here. We got a full studio. We have retirement and wealth strategist Greg Berrien and Marty Hensley, and of course, America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. Gentlemen, greetings.
Marty, how you doing?
Yeah,
Greg?
Hello.
Doing great. Yeah.
Dave, how are you doing?
Ready to roll, ready to learn.
How are you doing, Greg? Well, you know, one thing is one person is missing. Thomas.
He is missing.
Thomas is on vacation. Well-deserved vacation,
absolutely.
He'll say. I don't know if we'll say it, but he'll say it.
Right.
What do you think, Greg? Well-deserved?
Oh, I've seen Thomas work, yeah.
He's a pretty hard worker.
Yeah, he is. I'm just joking. Dave, how have you been doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I was thinking about something, Coach. I've always learned how much I've learned from you in the last 2.5 years, and it's amazing to me they don't talk enough in high school, even college for that matter, about finances.
They don't talk at all about
at
it.
All think about it.
Marty, did we learn anything? Well, we weren't taking the classes, but did we learn, because we elected to take it, but when we went to Carolina, did they ever try to teach us, if we didn't take financial classes, about financial world?
Absolutely not. That's Coach Smith called me into his office in my senior year, and he said, I heard a rumor. And I said, what's that? And he said, I heard you were funding a Roth IRA with your post-game meal money. And I said, yeah, Coach, I did do that. And he goes, I think financial services is the way for you to go. I said, great advice.
So how much post-game meal money did you get each game?
This is the beauty about it. We got $20, but they fed us, so it was kind of like a little walking around money, okay. You know? So.
Well, but $20 back in the 80s, you know, we started to get old, Marty. We say back in the day, right? Greg, you're even older.
I mean, $20
back then was pretty good money.
And we talk about how the advantages of starting early. That $20 post-game meal money Roth IRA, today's worth $125,000.
Wow. There you go.
Oh, boy.
You get one of these, Marty.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Thank you, basketball.
I can't find anything else. You know, Fred Flintstone would probably say. Dave, how old are you?
I am 59.
Greg, you are 62. Greg 62. Looks the youngest out of all of us, by the way.
Yeah, I believe so.
Marty, you're 54 or 5.
I just turned 54.
Yeah, and I'm 55.
Birthday.
So you are the elder statesman today, Greg.
Yes, I am.
Dave's right behind you.
I'm close to 60.
We're right into 2022 here, having a great time, and we've all looked at the calendar. We've all looked at the calendar the last couple of years, and we've all wondered when we're going to be back out and real freedom and not have to worry about if we have a mask on or not, or worrying about if we're going to have a vaccine to get on a plane, that kind of stuff. We're ready to tackle this year and get started in the right direction. So that's why I wanted to spend some time this week on how to win at retirement savings. And Marty, you didn't know I was going to talk about this.
I did
to the show.
No, yeah.
But you just demonstrated a real good way to how to win with retirement savings, and it's saving money that others are spending.
Absolutely. It's the time value of money for me. I mean, I got started very early on, and there's a nice – I still think I have some runway left at 54. So, you know, let's see. I leave that Roth IRA alone for another 10 years. You know, you never know what might happen.
The magic of compounding.
Do you know what the best day to start saving for retirement is?
Today.
Or yesterday. Or tomorrow if you procrastinate, or tomorrow. If you only save a little bit, though, like you were doing, $20 after each Carolina game, right? Mm-hmm. Was it home and away or just when you're away?
No, it's the beauty of it. It's home and away.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And, and we got a free pizza, too.
Dang.
And the top of the hill after the game. Yeah.
Right? Now, tell the story about, because I love the Angus Barn, and I know you do, and Greg, I think everybody here can speak highly of the Angus Barn. Tell the story about where Dean Smith liked to eat before every away game.
Well, this is absolutely a true story. Every single time that we could, that we would fly out of RDU or fly back into RDU, and we flew in at around dinner time, Coach Smith would take the whole team. We'd go to Angus Barn. Oh. So when you can imagine how many times you fly out of RDU over the course of the season. So when I graduated college, I'm like, I'm never coming here again.
Were there any times where you flew out but you didn't fly back in?
Well,
no.
No.
So it's times two.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of times, you know, we would have the itinerary, and then Coach Guthridge would run the itinerary. He'd say, 5:50, never was an even number, 5:52, arrive Angus Barn. 6:47, leave Angus Barn.
You know, when someone tells you to be there at 5:52 and you get there at 5:52, a lot of people consider that late. I always try to get there 15 minutes early.
Yep, Coach Smith had a saying, if you're 5 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late.
Really? There you go.
Yep.
So it's just funny. So you started saving early. I started in college with dividend reinvestment programs, and I've talked about this on the show before, but I took small amounts, had them taken out of my checking account, and directly buy McDonald's stock, Exxon. It was Exxon when I started. Now it's Exxon Mobil and Wisconsin Energy, and they've taken out a certain amount on my checking account for all the years since then. And every time those stocks pay a dividend, it takes a dividend and reinvests in the stock. So I've had dollar cost averaging, consistent, persistent, reliable investing. And I've built up a lot of, like you said, I've built up money I never would have had if I would have spent that money before I had it invested.
Yeah.
Greg, if you have any stories like that from your past?
There's something called the Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, I sure have.
Yeah.
And you're a New York Mets fan.
I'm a New York Mets fan. I got to bring this to the table. Back in the day, when the Wilpons were working with a guy by the name of Madoff, okay,
what was his first name?
Bernie.
Oh.
More than a weekend.
So anyhow, they owed Bobby Bonilla about $5.5 million, and they wanted to unload his contract. They said, okay, tell you what, we're going to hold off on that. We're going to let that sit there. We're going to give you 8% interest on it, let it compound, and then we're going to pay you 10 years down the road. Nice, huh? Because they're thinking Bernie's going to keep paying us. So every day on July 1st, they present a check to Bobby Bonilla for $1.25 million for the 20 years.
Now, each year it gets worth less and less because especially this year with inflation. But still, it's better to have it than not have it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dave, any stories from your childhood where you saved when others were spending?
No, stories of regret mostly, Coach. Stories of regret.
So you should probably go on a game show and try to win some money.
I absolutely should. I mean, there were some saving opportunities. I cut grass, had a paper route, all that.
Yeah, I had a paper. Yeah. I mean, I had a paper route, Marty. Paper route?
Upstate New York.
I can't picture Marty on a bike, basically. Yeah, 7 foot giraffe.
Yeah, no, I did not have a newspaper route. Yeah, I can say that.
Too busy playing basketball.
Yeah, too busy putting the ball into the hoop trying to get to college for free.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
So that's why. But the most important time to start saving is now. Oh, and and also, if you've already saved, the most important part to get your arms around where you are right now with your money and what the money's going to do, not only now and this year, but into the future, all the way through your retirement, is right now as well. Because Marty, Greg, I'm sure you guys talk to people every single week who have a current planner or had a planner or do their own plan, but they have no idea where that retirement income is going to come for the rest of their lives. And you know, we call it a very special name. It's called a financial fill-up. Marty, what are some of the things you hear from people who thought they were in the right going in the right direction but weren't?
This is a great example. I had two clients. I think you walked by there. A gentleman came in, and he and his wife became clients, and they said, we have four children. They're going to be in town for the holidays and so forth. Is there a way that you would speak to our four children and give them some ideas about investing for the future and so forth? Yep. Sure enough, yesterday, all four of his children came in. They're all 2 years apart, 22, 20, 18, and 16.
Wow. That's great.
And best time to learn.
Yeah, that's the best time to learn. And then I gave them that story about putting that money in, that $20 in college and so forth. All four of them had jobs. And I said, you should take a piece of that earnings that you have each week, put it away, act like you do not have it, and I will guarantee you, you'll get 20, 30, 40 years down the road, and you will be blown away at how much money that is. Yeah.
All right, now let's look. That was great, and I'm happy to see them taking that proactive approach for the kids, and the kids actually they were behaving themselves, and they were actually attentive. They were more attentive than I've ever seen anybody in your office before.
Yeah, they were soaking up every bit of it. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
But what about people who have come in from the radio, maybe heard the show or whatever, and they finally decided to start paying attention to their money, or they thought everything was fine, and when you reviewed what they thought they had, they didn't have that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the second part is most often. You have folks, and they think they're okay. Mm. They think they have an idea of what they're paying in fees and expenses. Coach Pete said it on the show many, many times. They had no idea what a financial termite was until they came in to see us. So, yeah.
Risk, fees, commissions, and unnecessary commission money coming out of your accounts. It's it's a rampant. It's festering these days. It's like kudzu of the financial world. There's a lot of people out there disguising themselves as fiduciaries who really aren't, who are taking money out of your money, or they're saying they're a fiduciary, but they're not offering you the both sides of the coin. They're giving you the risk side, but they pretend the safe side doesn't exist. They poo-poo it because they make money, and they're motivated by making money, by keeping you at risk. That is not a fiduciary, is it?
And Coach, we just had this discussion. I had a listener to our show that came in, and he had talked to another advisor. This advisor says 100% of your money needs to be at risk in the market. And he says, well, what about a market correction? I said, this gentleman was like, oh, we have these algorithms in place, and we know when to pull the money back in. And I went to our listener. I said, that is the definition of market timing. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. This gentleman is telling you to take your retirement savings and put it into a philosophy that's proven that's impossible to be successful over time.
You may get lucky once in a while, just like someone at Vegas loves it when you go in and win right away because they know they're going to get that money back plus a lot more because you get overconfident. But here's what's going to happen. If you have all your money at risk and the market goes the wrong way and their little algorithm doesn't kick in,
and it's gone.
The money's gone. And that's your retirement money. Now, it's okay. It's not acceptable, but it's okay if you're younger. Were these people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, somewhere right around there?
They're in their early 60s.
Yeah. So if you're younger, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you can take more risk because, and again, I always say I don't want to lose anything, but if you did lose money and you're younger, you have ample time to hopefully get back to where you used to be. But all that time you waste trying to get back to recover, you could have been going forward with the money already had. So don't let these David Copperfield type advisors give you these illusions of grandeur when like I talked to a lot of people over the years who, as long as they didn't do anything wrong, had enough money to retire today.
Oh yeah.
Like they just worked because they like to work, but they had way too much money exposed to risk many times. And then we have the 2007, 8, 9s pop around and they have to work longer now, longer than they ever dreamed because they didn't have their money protected.
Well, Coach, that's a great point. And this one gentleman, we were having this discussion. He said, well, which I thought was a very valid point. He said, well, you know, he knows when exactly to pull my money out. And my question was, pull my money out and put it where? And he said, oh, we'll put it in some bonds and bond funds. And then I said, what happens if we have a situation where interest rates are going up? Guess what happens to bond prices?
Yeah. You get locked in. You're in trouble. So let's do this. We've got a break coming up. But, folks, if you are interested in getting the year kicked off right, getting your own total retirement plan, we see others charge over $1,000 for this. We're going to waive our fee for the next 12 of you who call who have at least $200,000 dedicated to retirement, and our strategies do work best for those of you with millions or million or more saved for retirement. But give a call right now. You also get a three-book set of three of the books I've written and our box set called the 401k Survival Box Set Manual. It's got DVDs, workbooks, guidebooks. Dave, tell them how they can do it.
Oh, it's easy. 800-661-7383 is the call. You can make 800-661-7383, or you can text. It's so easy. Text PLAN to 600-700. Just the word PLAN to 600-700. Take advantage of the opportunity. Coach has made it available to the next 12. No cost, no obligation. So call in and take advantage of it. Again, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 600-700. Plan to 600-700.
We've got a major motion picture coming out. We've got the first of the sneak previews of some theaters coming up, and so that's going to be in February. If you want to get on that list, all you have to do is text the word movie to 600-700. That's movie to 600-700. We'll be right back after this. Well, welcome back in, folks, to the Financial Safari. I was Rush. It's Coach Pete here, by the way. Greg Berrien right across from me on your radio dial. If you're looking at the dial, you're seeing me and him. And if you look to the right, it's Marty Hensley. And over to the left in the other room behind the glass, it's Mr. Dave Perkins. Guys, I rushed through there at the end, but it's called the Baby Boomer's Dilemma. And if you are anywhere between 40 and 80, you need to come see this movie. It's a major motion picture rated PG. We have the early release because I'm pretty good buddies with Doug Orchard, who's the director of the movie. We're going to have these in some major movie theaters here. And folks that come will be getting, we're also going to give you popcorn and drink when you come. So it's like, it's a real movie.
Nice.
It's a real documentary. It's nothing sell. Nothing will be sold. You know, you hear that all the time when you go to these restaurants for the free steak dinner. All of a sudden, they won't let you out of the room or you're afraid to go to the bathroom because they might think you're leaving. No, this is not one of those, folks. This is a real motion picture, and it is enlightening. PhDs, a whole list of PhDs from Dr. David Babel. Then we've got Tom Hegna, who's been on our show before. Just a bunch of famous names in the PhD world and in the financial world telling you what's going to happen and how to prevent it. And if you don't think we have a dilemma here, especially with pensions, like some of the pensions, a lot of the pensions these days are underfunded.
Mm-hmm.
Underfunded means they make these promises, they overpromise and underperform. And so if you have judged your whole life about putting or having money in your own personal pension or a company pension, and when you get to retirement, they can play some dirty tricks on you. Just ask Delta pilots about that, where they cut their pension by half a few years ago when Delta went into bankruptcy. Delta Airlines is fine. Pilots aren't. So we have to be very careful.
You know, Coach, the other day I was seeing somebody from Wilmington, and I was looking at what they had, and his entire retirement was based completely on his pension. There was no savings.
Yeah, see, that's scary because when you're doing that, now you're depending on someone. I never got an allowance back in the day. I had to go out and work jobs like mowing lawn and deliver papers. But remember when I know there's kids in the neighborhood, they get an allowance. You know what allowance is? Your parents would say, we'll give you some like $10 a week to do whatever. Dave, you ever get allowance?
$10.
Maybe a dollar, maybe a quarter.
Your parents are rich.
Maybe, I never got one. I don't know what the going rate was back then.
Yeah.
But what if you did depend on the allowance from the parents and the parents got mad at you and said, we're not going to give you anymore? That's the same thing that happened with the pensions. So we have to be very careful on that. That is an allowance from your company. And when you start reading the fine print, it's not required for them to do it forever.
What can you do if you're in the situation Greg shared? Well, what can you do?
What did he share?
If you're relying too much on the pension, like all of us.
We need our own personal pensions. If you have a personal pension that's not in a group account, you make the rules. Mm. And if a lot of you listening here have 401ks, 403bs, thrift savings plans where you have most all your money for retirement in there, you don't have the option to have the growth protection income account, where your money could grow, and then that growth would be protected. And then when you decide in the future, you activate it and get that lifetime income you could never outlive and your spouse will never outlive. That's your own personal pension, Greg. No one can play dirty tricks with that money.
No way.
If you have a pension, peel some of that money off or start your own personal pension or get it all in a place where you have more control and don't depend on someone you don't know who's in the back making the rules. Like these big companies, you really know who's making the rules of your pension plans.
Yeah, or if anybody's listening today and you are age 59 and a half and you do have a qualified retirement plan, please pick up that phone and give us a call because there's a nice little thing called an in-service distribution where you can put our plan in place with that qualified retirement money without paying penalties and taxes and so forth. So come in and see us and let us tell you about it.
And you can call 800-661-7383. Again, the call is to 800-661-7383. And Coach has made the text option, of course, available. Text plan to 600-700. Text plan to 600-700.
And just to refresh, folks, qualified plan means 401k. 403Bs, thrift savings plan, any money that has been qualified in the tax code for you not to have to pay tax going in, all of that money's taxable coming out. But if you roll it from one qualified pension plan or like that Marty was talking about to your own personal pension plan, there are no taxes when you make the qualified transfer or rollover, it's called.
Absolutely.
Very, very important because a lot of people get in trouble with the tax man by taking that money home and then sitting on it for more than 60 days and trying to decide where they're going to put it. Don't ever do that because you start that tax clock the minute you take that money out.
Well, do you remember a couple months ago, Coach, I met those folks from, I think it was Alabama, and they sent him a check, and he cashed it on the 61st day.
Yep.
It's like, oh, Lord.
Oh,
you know, and we can do some pretty good planning, but we can't do magic.
I didn't know until the 60th day.
It would be nice if we had a time machine where we could go back a couple days.
Yeah.
And Marty, get in the car, close the door. Marty said, stick it out. We got a sunroof, though. Marty said, out the sun. But it's just about making sure we're in the right place for the right time of our life. When you're building money, the right place, in my opinion, is the 401k. 403B or thrift savings plan, because like we talked about earlier, if that money would come home, it may never go into the savings plan. It will go into a new car, or these days into the gas tank. Who knows what's going to happen? So it's out of sight, out of mind. Pay yourself first. We probably heard that back in the day. Pay yourself first, and that's the way to really make sure you're doing the right thing for yourself. And so, Dave, again, the movie coming up, very important that people get on this list. You'll get your own golden ticket, and each call you can get up to 2 tickets.
That's great.
And so this is it's what do they charge for movies now? $20? I don't even know. I've been to a movie in a while, but $20, and you get but no cost for you, and then popcorn and drink. So, and actually, popcorn and drink costs more than movie
That's
tickets.
A cheap day,
That's where they make their money.
Yeah.
So if you want to get on this list, again, this is going to be in February, weather permitting. it just text the word movie in the body of the text, and up there where you put the number, put 600-700 and then press send. Again, 600-700 and the word movie, and send that. Now, I want to also make this we've got a lot of goodie bag stuff today, is good. Good way to start the year. We've got a special gift for our listeners today. For a limited time, we've made arrangements for each of you to receive a complimentary ebook called Reinventing Retirement: Finding Purpose in Your Retirement Years. Now, not only will you receive the free ebook, but you'll also get the companion audiobook free as well for those that would rather listen than read. And that's a lot of people, me too. Like if you're driving down the road, you can't really read anything. I see people reading your phone, though. You can't read the phone on the road, folks. Mm-hmm. So the ebook is outstanding. For many retirees, it'll be life-changing. And studies have shown that discovering our purpose in retirement is the key to health, healing, happiness, and longevity. I like longevity, guys. And so if you'd like to receive the ebook and audiobook free, that means no cost or obligation, call us right now. Or actually, you don't even have to call. We've got a website set up. Go to retirementgreenprint.com. That's retirementgreenprint.com. Coach, where'd you come up with the private greenprint? Well, it's blueprint when you build a house, greenprint when you're building your future financially. So retirementgreenprint.com. What do you think about that, Dave?
I like it. You know what else I like, Coach, is PeteOnDemand.com.
That's a good site.
Everything there.
So PeteOnDemand.com, you can get audiobooks, workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs. Well, not DVDs, videos. Greg, what else am I forgetting? I mean, there's all sorts of reports, special reports, interviews.
Podcasts
with folks like Sully Sullenberger, Dick Vitale, all sorts of great interviews we've had. So it's a place where you can get lost basically for hours, and you can always find your way back out.
That's right.
But it's a really good place. It's a good place to get educated on the financial world too. There's some really good home study items there. We're working on a total retirement plan workbook and guidebook series that'll be out here later on in the year. We'll be talking about that when we come out there too. So very, very important that we just get educated, Marty. What are some of the characteristics of the most successful people that you've seen over the years in the financial world as far as people who have planned their retirement in the best way possible?
You know, they started early. Mm-hmm. They understood how important that was. Number two, they were very diligent about the investments that they were making. As you mentioned earlier, they were using the whole terminology of the dollar cost averaging. I'm going to invest money on a regular interval basis without any regard of whether the stock market's up, down, or sideways. So they got that early start. They were very diligent about how much money that they were putting back, how they were putting that money back. Mm-hmm. And they did a lot of research like they would find on PeteDemand.com. They went out there.
Pete On Demand.
And they got on there and found a lot of these assets they had out there that were completely free. They gave them a lot of advice, and they implemented that into their own personal retirement plan.
Yeah.
Great. One other thing that I always run into, and Marty, I'm sure you'll say the same thing, is how much debt do these folks have? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zero.
Yeah.
None of them have debt. So I say, how much do you spend a month? That's part of your retirement. Well, I don't know, $2,500? Because I don't have anything to spend it on.
No debt.
Well, you know, the best way and the fastest way to get a really good return is to pay off those high-interest credit cards as fast as possible. So if you have a 20% or more, I've seen people with 29% credit card. If you pay that money off, that's a 29% return to you when you think about it, because you're not paying 29% out.
Yeah.
So you basically turn the faucet off of the bad way, and you start filling up the good way.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of people ask me, well, how much should we – what's the – I know it's – Coach, you're saying just stick a toe in the water and start saving somewhere. But ultimately, how much should we get up to saving every single month? And I say 15%. You know, 15% of your income is what you should save. Now, people then say, was that the pre-tax or after-tax? Well, the more you save, it's going to benefit you in the future. Your future you will be very happy if you save 15% of your pre-tax dollars which will cost you a little. It's not. It's costing you because it's costing you money that you got could spend somewhere else. But it's really not costing you anything when you think about the fact that when you get to retirement, if you don't have money put aside, you're not going to have any money to spend. So it's costing you financial freedom if you don't put money in.
I tell folks to treat it like a power bill. You're not going to skip a power bill, right?
Right.
You're
going well,
to you put that in every single month. You're going to pay the power company every single month, no matter what. That your investment savings should be exactly the same way.
Very, very important. And so I want to do this. For the next 10 callers who have at least $300,000 dedicated and saved for retirement, we're going to show you how financial service firms are not all the same. With expertise in financial planning, tax reduction strategies, and insurance strategies, we're able to recommend products, services, and strategies to maximize your financial success. We call it Design, Build, and Protect. It's our special scientific strategy system. Investments have an impact on taxes, and taxes have an impact on investments. Managing one without a view of the other means you could be paying too much. Our approach enables us to look at each person's unique financial situation and make recommendations tailored to your specific needs. You'll see for yourself how this approach to financial planning can help make a big difference to you and your family, not only now, but to and through retirement. And we also believe that integrity is everything. All financial firms have high standards of ethics, but our firm has been built on core principles that guide us daily in our recommendations and our relationships. We are a fiduciary planning firm, so the next 10 of you call, you'll get that total retirement plan, that golden ticket to give you that financial freedom, that peace of mind that we're all searching for and you deserve. Dave, tell them how they can do that.
It's 800-661-7383 for the next 10. A call to 800-661-7383 or a text. Just text the word PLAN to 600-700. That's PLAN to 600-700. And schedule the comprehensive review. Available no cost, no obligation to the next 10. And also, you can express your interest in that complimentary ebook Coach was talking about, Reinventing Retirement. So much is available with a phone call or a text. 800-661-7383 or text PLAN to 600-700. That's PLAN to 600-700.
Yeah, you don't need to be financially savvy to make smart investment decisions. We're going to talk about that and retirement planning by the numbers when we come right back.
Hey, welcome back in. It's Financial Safari and a full studio. That means a lot of wisdom here, and then I'm here as well. We were talking about Greg Berrien and, of course, Marty Hensley, retirement and wealth strategist. And speaking of wisdom, America's Wealth Coach, best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda.
Yeah. All right. So I was thinking, if I wrote a book called Retirement Planning by the Numbers, where we give you the age and what you should be doing and where you should be, the mile markers and the, you know, when you're driving down the road, you see the mile marker over there. And if you have, there's a wreck there, you try to call your buddy and say, well, don't go by mile marker 202 because there's a big wreck. I saw one the other day come back from Charlotte, a wreck. Mm-hmm. And this was a wreck that I had never seen before. This was a car carrier had run off the road. He must have been going real fast because all the cars were damaged on that car carrier. Now, these were brand new cars because they had the stickers on there, you know, all the kind of stuff that you see at the dealership. And my thought process was, when I saw that car carrier, do you think that gets reported to Carfax? Because the cars still have 0 miles. Now, I know when cars get hail damage, they have to do that. But I guess, Marty, what do you got some relatives in the car industry.
I do. If the car's never been titled, that cannot be on Carfax. So if it is damaged on a lot, that will not go on Carfax.
What about if it's damaged on a truck?
Well, that's right.
Going to the lot.
That's even worse.
Yeah, that's another good question, you know.
But I think if I wrote a book called Retirement Planning by the Numbers, like almost made it very, very simple, I guarantee you, I think Oprah Winfrey would have me on her show.
Absolutely.
Haven't heard that name in a while.
No, I haven't either.
But let's look at it. All right. So, and again, earlier on the show, we covered how when we were younger, we tried to save money. Marty did a really good job with his meal money, Greg with his paper out money, me with my dividend reinvestment programs. A lot of that money came from my paper outs earlier that I saved in just a bank account. I wasn't as smart as Marty. I didn't put it in a mutual fund back then or something. So, and then Dave is still learning over there.
Well, I'm wishing I had a time machine.
But we're going to fast forward to the time machine to age 50. And we're going to go 50 and above. And we're going to cover some different milestones here on retirement planning by the numbers. And so age 50, Marty, what would you tell someone if they're age 50 and they're just now thinking about retirement?
The first thing is to take advantage of all those catch-up provisions that they have in there. Once you hit age 50, the government comes in and says you can start putting more money back for retirement. And then you start at age 50, you're approaching that red zone that we talk about quite often. And that's when you
financial
really...
Financial red zone, yep.
Exactly. And you need to start thinking about that kind of thing. I don't know about you, Greg, but 21 to 50 went by in a flash, and man, I think 50 to 65 is going to go by just as quickly.
So. I hear it goes by faster, which is not good news for us, Marty.
Wait till you turn 60. Yeah. Medicare next? Here we go.
Marty starts talking about ketchup. I start wanting a hot dog. See? That's what it is. That's a different ketchup. This is a way for you, if you think you're not doing as good saving-wise as other people, you can maximize your savings to catch up to where other people are. That's why I call it ketchup. And so age 55, Marty, if someone separates from service... what happens at age 55?
Well, see, at that point, you can start taking distributions from your company retirement plan, and that can be a 401k, 403b, and so forth, and you can help do that. That's a big major reason for doing that is you circumvent that 10% early withdrawal penalty. Now, at Capital Financial, we would have a big argument that you would want to roll that over where we could put our plans in place and have that growth protection and potential income in retirement. But you certainly have the ability to do that. But that's one of the reasons to pick up the phone and give us a call, because we want to explore all those options.
And you can call 800-661-7383. Again, it's 800-661-7383 or text PLAN to 600-700. That's really easy.
But good. It's a real good text code, PLAN.
PLAN to 600-700.
Now, one more text code, too, for the major motion picture we have coming up, because this falls right in line with what we're talking about, the baby boomer dilemma. What are you not being told by your pension companies, or what have people learned the hard way? Learn it from the movie. It's a real documentary. It's rated PG. Dave, in order for people to do that, they're going to have to text ahead of time to get on the list. And once you're on, you're on, and we'll give you the dates of February. We've got three different dates in February. Everyone who comes will be entitled to a popcorn and a Coke, too, or drink. Gets a Coke. You know, do you mean Pepsi? You know, when you order a Coke, they say Pepsi? Yeah, or Pepsi or Coke, whatever, some kind of drink, or water or iced tea, whatever you want, whatever they have on the drink fountains there. These motion picture places have a lot of different kind of drinks, though. They're pretty smart. Dave, tell me how I can do that.
Oh, that's easy, too. Text MOVIE to 600-700. MOVIE to 600-700.
Dave has such a good voice. He's the voice guy. Good voice. Oh, right. Good voice. All right, so here's one thing that people are confused about a lot of times that I've seen over my 30 years almost here in the financial arena, by the way, 30 years, is when we talk, and Marty, you've heard this too, when they talk about the 10% penalty, Greg, you've heard it too. So they say, well, you know, you take money out of your IRA type accounts, 401ks, 403bs, thrift savings, and they're under 55 or 59 and a half, depending on if they're separated from service or not, and there's a 10% penalty. And they say, well, that's not too bad because taxes would be more. Marty, is that 10% penalty in addition to taxes that you have to pay?
The taxes plus income tax, state and federal. So
plus the penalty.
Exactly. So a lot of times somebody will come in, they have $100,000 in a retirement account, and it's not exact science, but you can roughly take about half of that. By the time if you've got a good income, you pay federal, you pay state, and a 10% penalty.
Now here's the good news. The taxes they take out when you do that, you could get that back when you file your tax return, depending on what kind of income level you're in. Yeah, right. But the 10% penalty, that's in Nancy Pelosi's pocket. You're not getting that back.
Never getting
it's a Pelosi tax.
Yeah. One thing about this also, if you're maintaining that, keeping that money in that red bucket, and you're retiring at the age of 55, think about this, guys. You could be retired for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Or more. 30, 40, 50 years, otherwise known as retirement, I call unemployment.
So if that money's not properly allocated, Coach?
Oh, it's got to work for you, man. I mean, you worked hard for your money. Your money needs to work even harder for you when you get to that age. And, you know, a lot of people don't follow the right advice. Here's the time of the show now where Coach gets a little mad.
Coach goes McEnroe.
You cannot be serious. Be serious.
Now, over the years, people have heard me really complain about things here, but this is more of a, you can't be serious. It's not a bad. You can't be serious. And I have a hobby, and I print out the tax code guides every year.
Wow, you're a real sicko.
I don't need melatonin, if you know what I mean. I start reading this at night and it falls to the floor and I'm gone to the morning. But I got out your federal income tax guide for individuals for the 2021 returns, brand new one, and published by the Department of Treasury and Internal Revenue Service. That's nice of them. And this guidebook basically it's 100 pages or so, and it just tells you different things. If you go to, you can print it out online, but if you go to page 76 in the chapter 9 called Individual Retirement Arrangements, right on the top there, on the, it's got three different columns. So the top of the second column, this is they're telling you all the different things that you do that you have to report on your income tax. Like not only just earning money, but well, earning money at a legal company, but other things like selling drugs. You have to report that too. So if you sell drugs, you must report that income on your return. And I'm sure they won't reach
that's
it.
That's good to know.
I'm sure they won't share that information with the FBI or anything.
Yeah.
Now, here's one that really got my attention. Stolen property. If you steal property, you must report its fair market value in your income
to the police or the IRS
in the year you steal it, unless you return it to the rightful owner in the same year. So, Greg, if you stole something this year from me, if you wait to next year, you're going to have to pay tax. Then whatever. You
I'm sorry, that's just too hilarious.
Did it really say that?
Property. You can't. Yeah, look, Dave. Look, it looks right there. That's why I'm telling everybody where you can get it. It's on page 76. I put it on Facebook, and everybody was laughing at it too. Facebook, what's that? So. Stolen property. God, can you believe that, though? Can you believe
hilarious.
That? I can't believe it.
I tell you what, you guys keep coach's attention. I'm running up this office real quick. There's some things up there I got my eye on.
Real quick. You better report it on your income tax.
You only got 2 days.
How about those paper clips I take?
Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't pay a debt back, if somebody loans you money and you don't pay it back, you're going to get a special 1099 form from them saying that they wrote your debt off. If you ever negotiate with a credit card company and you pay them less, the difference of what you owed and what you paid them, you're going to get a 1099 for that as well. So what the IRS is saying is nothing's for nothing.
Right.
But it's your tax guide. That's where your tax dollars go. Dave, do we have a through the years?
We absolutely do. Our own Gary Nolan takes us back to 1977.
Through the years. Let's take a trip back in time.
Back in time.
1977, the year the lights went out in New York. The blackout left New Yorkers in the dark for more than 25 hours.
Over 3,000 people had been arrested for looting and disorderly conduct.
On August 10th, David Berkowitz was arrested. You might remember him as Son of Sam, and initially claimed he'd been obeying orders from a demon manifested in the form of a dog belonging to his neighbor, Sam.
The most intensive manhunt in New York City's history is over. The police have arrested a man they say is Son of Sam.
He subsequently admitted that the dog and evil story was a hoax. Also in August of that year, Elvis dies unexpectedly.
Elvis Presley died today. He was 42. Apparently it was a heart attack. He was found at his home in Memphis, not breathing.
And fans around the world mourned his loss.
We loved him very much. I just can't believe he's dead. It's terrible.
Jimmy Carter was inaugurated as the 39th president of the United States. Also that summer, we were introduced to some incredible characters we'll never forget, such as Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker, and Darth Vader, as Star Wars 4 opened.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. My only hope.
At the end of the year in December, we flocked to see a rising star in a white suit, John Travolta, starring in Saturday Night Fever.
Wash the hair. You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
So put away your white suit, and let's get back to the present.
We've now arrived safely back in the present.
We hope you enjoyed your trip. Here's to a smooth ride into retirement.
Dave, what we're starting in what? You're 1920 and going all the way up to 2021?
Yeah, the 20s on up.
So when we get done, we're going to have an audio companion series, and we're also going to get this published. It's going to be a nice
that's
book.
Great. Right?
So
cool.
It'll be really cool.
They're fun to do.
Of course, that's a lot of years. So it's 2 years, I guess. And within 2 years, it'll be done.
Yeah, and it's been a labor of fun. I was actually in New York the summer of Sam.
Really?
Blackout and Son of Sam, I was there.
Are they sure they got the right person?
I don't know. I hope so.
You sure you want to admit that on air, Dave?
No, it wasn't me. More promise.
That is the year I graduated high school.
Is it really?
Oh, it's a great moment in time.
Well, let's do this. Let's graduate you guys out there into a true total retirement plan and experience our strategic development process firsthand. If you're one of the next 10 people called before we go to the break here, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan that encompasses, I'll tell you what it encompasses, about everything you can imagine in the financial world, from reviewing your tax returns, your IRAs, and looking at capital gains taxes, something called arbitrage to get money out of good gains and cancel them out with some bad gains you've had, establishing your retirement income goal, that's money needed to cover the costs of enjoying your lifestyle all the way through retirement. We're going to analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and what we call the calculated risk exposure level. Based on the risk you're taking right now, what would happen to that money if the market went the wrong way? It's good to know that ahead of time. And we'll also establish your retirement income goal and put together for you your very own GPI plan, growth, protection, and lifetime income. Dave, tell them how they can do that.
800-661-7383. Again, just call 800-661-7383, or you can text PLAN to 600-700. Just text the word PLAN to 600-700.
When we come back, we're going to continue on this list of retirement planning by the numbers, and we're going to start at age 59 and a half.
Hey, we're back. It's Financial Safari, Consumer Advocate Dave Perkins here, along with Greg Berrien and Marty Hensley, two great guys, and they're the guys who can talk to you about the plan. The wealth strategist here, and of course, the chief fiduciary officer, best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, I know it was interesting when you were talking earlier about something else you've made available in the green print. And I love your story behind why you came up with the name Green Print.
Well, Greg, you ever built a house from scratch? I haven't, but you ever built Marty? Neither one of you guys.
No, never.
But you know somebody who has.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend once. He had all the blueprints all over his house, and he showed me where all the stuff was going to be. And I'm the kind of person where I'm looking at the paper. It really doesn't make much sense. I want to see it done. And when it was done, it was amazing. But I'm just always amazed when you watch these shows on TV where they buy a dumpy house and they diagram out what's going to be there. When it's done, it really looks good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Or when they build a road, you say, how are they going to put five bridges over there? And all of a sudden, there's six bridges over there, right? So it's all about designing before building. And my grandfather was a carpenter, and he always told me to measure twice and do what?
Cut once.
Because mm-hmm. if you cut before you measure, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And so you got to get some Gorilla Glue, not for your hair, and put it on the boards. But I take the same concept here, and we have retirementgreenprint.com. The best way to design a retirement is to envision it, to imagine it, not reimagine. Imagine it right. We could reimagine if you want, but imagine it right now and make sure that we have it on paper what's going to be like, and give you the ideas that you need to really plan out the proper retirement. Sometimes you see these houses on some of these shows on TV where you say, gosh, I never thought of even putting a basketball court in the house. Mm. Marty probably did. But I mean, you know, so all these different things you never even thought about. You know what I'm saying? When you watch some of these houses, Dave, I mean, some of them got these little toilets that shoot water up and all, whatever else. And they air dry, too. It's like a car wash over there.
It's like when you come here, Coach, you find out things you don't know.
Yeah, and so that's the same thing here. I mean, you don't know what you don't know. Yogi Berra, I know Greg, he's a Yankee player, but you're a Met guy. But, I mean, Yogi Berra, the famous baseball player for the New York Yankees, famous for a lot of sayings. Oh, yeah. And one of his best ones that I've remembered forever, you don't know what you don't know. And so let's find out what you don't know, and let's make sure that you do know, especially when it relates to your retirement income and your planning for retirement and what you might not know is going on right now in your current plan. Maybe you have UFOs, unidentified financial objects in your portfolio that shouldn't be there. Maybe you have financial termites that are eating away on what could be your money instead is going out to somebody else. So let's make sure to get you in the right direction. And all you have to do to read this great ebook and to actually get the audiobook along with it is to go to retirementgreenprint.com. That's the starting point, retirementgreenprint.com. And from there, everyone who visits there, you're entitled to your very own golden ticket, too, to have your own retirement plan custom designed with your own financial green print. So retirementgreenprint.com. David, kind of makes sense.
It absolutely does. Not the blueprint, the green print.
Well, the blueprints are for the house. The green prints are for the money that you could build more houses with. I'd rather have a green print than a blueprint myself. RetirementGreenPrint.com. RetirementGreenPrint.com. Now, let's get back to the list here. This is a very important list. It's retirement planning by the numbers. And we talked about age 50, 55. Marty, we're starting to get into, we were already into the financial red zone when we hit 55. When we get 59 and a half, Greg, what happens?
Well, first of all, you can take money out of your qualified accounts without that dreaded 10% penalty, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, but take them out the right way. You can roll that money into your very own super. I like to establish a super IRA in your name, not a group plan, and roll as many of those splintered, maybe you had like five or six jobs and each had a 401k and they're still sitting there. Roll them all together. Marty, have you ever done that before? It's amazing what kind of value you might have that you don't even realize it. If you have six accounts and they have like $60,000 in it, doesn't look like much. But if you roll them all together, it's almost $400,000.
Absolutely. I did talk to a listener that did become a client. She had six IRA accounts and she had obtained age 72. So she said one of the big reasons she wanted to consolidate all these accounts was because she had this thing called an RMD.
Yep.
And she was getting all these letters from these six different companies about taking an RMD. And she goes, how cool would that be to get it all into one account and I have to take one RMD? And I said, that would be helpful. Absolutely.
Yeah. You talk about confusing. These RMDs can kill you. It costs you a lot of money if you don't take the money out. 50% penalty, wow. Greg. Yeah, 50%.
My record is 7. I once rolled 7 into one.
You're 7-1. But, I mean, you're a record. But the 50% penalty, though, is not a good thing. Is
plus
it?
Taxes, no. Right? Plus.
All right, so 59.5, big year. So the main thing here, I want you to know, if you're 59.5, you have the ability now to not depend on your own company 401k. In most cases, it's called a hardship transfer. You can transfer the money out tax-free into your very own, individually owned by you, Super IRA, which could have the growth, protection, and lifetime income system built in where you could know ahead of time, even today, what kind of income you can get down the road or tomorrow from the money you put in today. And we always show you the minimum amount. Guaranteed minimum. We never blue sky. Chances are the number we show is going to be less than what you're really going to get, but I'd rather have it that way than someone give you a big number and you get there and a little number appears. Greg, would you rather have a little number today promised you and then a big number in the future, or a big number promised today?
Undersell, over deliver all day long.
Makes a lot of sense to
me.
All right. Age 62. What is Greg, you're the Social Security guy. What's 62 mean to you?
Well, that is time when you can actually start drawing Social Security for most folks. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good benchmark. A lot of people, most people choose to take it. About 66% of all Americans do, but there's strategies, Coach, involved in that as to when you should and when you should not do it.
I always tell people when some people just can't wait to get to 62, and I say be careful, however, because there are rules to be aware of. For example, if you start collecting early, you'll receive a lot lower benefit amount than you would if you waited to age 70.
Considerably less,
almost half.
Yeah, it's a lot. And also, one thing, Coach, people don't realize is the fact that once you start taking that money, you're limited as far as what you can actually make out there in the open market.
Yep. And so just do the right thing. A lot of you. Now, here's one thing. If you have a family tree that doesn't grow too tall, it might make sense taking at 62, Marty. If you're only going to live to 68, why are you waiting to age 70? Of course, we don't have crystal balls, do we, Greg?
Oh, no. Now, here's the thing, Coach. One thing about with us here at Capital Financial, when you come here, you're going to get the facts and an opinion.
Yep.
If you call Social Security, Marty, they're not going to give you an opinion. They're just going to give you facts. Yep. And opinion is also derived not only from our experience, from what we've seen, but everything that we see, but the potentiality of what's going forward.
So anyone from age 61 to 70, it's a good time to, if they haven't filed yet and they're almost 70. Now, once you hit 70, there's no sense to ever not take it because you're not going to gain anymore.
Yeah, then you're losing.
So if someone right now that was 61, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up there, isn't it a good time to sit down with you and have the printouts and opinions done ahead of time before they go down to the office and get the in writing, right?
Without a doubt. And it depends on, there's a lot of different variables involved in there. If you're married, if you're single, what your health is like, things like that.
A whole bunch of different ways. But we've seen people who did the right thing get thousands of dollars more over their lifetime than they would if they would have just gone to the Social Security office and taken their first pick, right?
And when Marty does the same thing, Parker does it, I do it, Leanne do it, we tell folks exactly when we're gonna turn on that Social Security for them to fill in their financial plan.
It's one income stream. It's a part of retirement. We like to put together four or five other income streams if possible. Then you have so much income coming in, you never have a worry in retirement. But Dave, I want you to give the number out. So if you want your very own Social Security printout done up by the team here, we don't work with the government or for the government. We have their software, though, that'll tell us. By the way, aren't you glad we don't work with the government? We have the software, though, and we can give you opinions that they are not allowed to give. And you can take our opinion, and you can tell us to shove it, or you can take our opinion and use it. And many times that people have done that, you come out a lot further ahead than if you had just gone down to the Social Security office and taken the first option available.
800-661-7383. Take advantage of it and call in 800-661-7383, or you can text. Text PLAN to 600-700, PLAN to 600-700.
Greg, age 65, what does that mean to you?
I think that's called Medicare, Coach. That's a biggie.
It is. And again, a lot of mistakes are made filing that or getting the wrong supplemental plan and all the things like that.
A lot of people don't realize also Medicare is means tested as well on your Part B and your Part D. So if, we have to very carefully, strategically plan how our clients are going to get their money at very
maximum benefit possible, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and again, it's when he said means tested, it is a mean test.
It's a mean. Oh boy,
you have to be very careful. So, if you're interested in having that Medicare printout done and opinions for that, call right now
800-661-7383 or text plan to 600-700.
Marty, I haven't left you out. Age 72. What does that mean to you these days?
Well, it's 72. We obviously had the Secure Act 72. They took back in the day, you had to take a distribution, a required minimum distribution at 70 and a half, and now they pushed that to 72. So they give us a little break there, 2 years. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Well, nice of them.
Yeah. Nice round number.
Yeah, right. So that sure was nice of them to do that. We're going to take this income, shove it down your throat,
but
we're going to wait 2 more years before we do it to you. So
now, what's the drawback if someone doesn't pay their required minimum distribution?
It is an absolutely huge penalty of
50%. Wow. That's amazing when you think about it. Because we talked about earlier how if you take the money out too early, it's a 10% penalty. Mm. And if on the other side, if you don't want to take the money out, it's a 50% penalty. It makes no sense.
Man.
It does in a way. The government wants you to take that money out so they can tax that money. That's what it's coming down to. So again, there's a lot of different numbers out here and it gets confusing in the financial world, but we want you to know it doesn't have to be confusing. If you have the right team of coaches on your side, fiduciary planning firm here, we do what's right for you at all times, folks. We have an oath for that. We have to. And we do not take commissions out of your money. We can't. You'll never get a statement that shows your balance at, let's say, $100,000, and then you have a little parenthesis here with $10,000 and a negative sign in front of it, and your balance is $90,000, and that $10,000 went for commissions. We see that.
What's that?
When we look at somebody's real estate investment trusts, I see that. It's about a 10% penalty. Well, 10% commissions come out, which is a 10% penalty for you. Marty, right. Have you ever seen that?
Absolutely. And you see these, what they call front-end loaded mutual funds. Ew. There's a very, very popular company among one of our competitors, and they'll take upwards of 5.5% of your money up front.
Wow.
To get the money into the mutual fund company. So basically, they have to make that 5.5% back just to get back to their original investment. Oh. And folks will say, where did this 5.5% go to? Well, do you see your advisor who's working on a commission, and you see his right pocket get a little bit larger by the time you left?
You see that portion of
your and your back pocket shrinks every time their front pocket grows. It's sort of like a front-end load. Sort of like if you went down to Carter-Finley Stadium one day, the NC State was playing a football game, and you wanted to walk in, and they stop you at the door and say, you got to pay some money to get in. Mm-hmm. That's a front-end load.
Yeah.
And they say, okay, well, I paid the money to get in. And then once you're in there, you want to go get some popcorn and a hot dog, and they say, that'll be $20. That's a back-end load. So we have to be very, very careful of where our money is, and more importantly, where our advisors' motivations are. Ours is always to help you. We want to see you every year. We want to give you high fives every year about how great you're doing, and we want you to be happy to see us as well. So for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan that encompasses everything we've talked about today and more. You also get a 3-book set of 3 of the books I've written and our box set that has DVDs, workbooks, and guidebooks on the 401k. Dave, tell them how to do that.
It's 800-661-7383, the 3-book set, the box set, and most importantly, that consultation. Get that happy feeling, 800-661-7383. No cost, no obligation. Next 10, who also can text plan to 600-700. Text plan to 600-700.
Well, for Marty Hensley, for Greg Berrien, for Dave Perkins, Oprah Winfrey, it's Coach Pete. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.